Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Michaela McGill and Caleb Hall with the Knoxville FFA as they get set to raise money to help pay for 50,000 meals they plan to package for Meals from the Heartland. Michaela and Caleb tell us their roles with the Knoxville FFA.
I'm currently the president.
And I am the sentinel. I am basically the first person you see through the door, and I am the smiling face that meets you at the door.
I usually run the meetings, make sure everything's aligned and everything's ready to go, and then I conduct the meeting. It's basically our community service for each month and any upcoming events. We have a different project each month.
This month would be the Meals for the Heartland.
Meals from the Heartland is when you get a group of people together and you make meals. Each meal package can feed around a family of six. You put a bunch of these together and then they can go to communities in need or other countries.
Michaela and Caleb tell us why they are taking part in Meals from the Heartland.
We are doing this to give to the poor communities who do not have the resources that for them to get their own. So it's kind of nice to give back when they are not, you could say, as well off as we are here.
They tell us how the idea to work with Meals from the Heartland started.
This was an idea the officer team and Miss J put together. Usually we do it at state convention, but they've done away with that due to expenses, so we decided to start one up here.
They tell us the process of working with Meals from the Heartland.
You get a team, and you all get assigned a job. And usually the job is measuring how much food goes into one bag, and then it's kind of like an assembly line, where you measure, and then someone puts it in the bag, and you just keep going down the line with filling the bag, and sealing the bag, and putting it into boxes, and getting it ready for sent. Going into state convention, I didn't know what it was going to be about, but seeing how everybody else was doing it and you're with all of your friends and it was just a great time just and knowing that you're helping out.
They tell us when they plan to work with Meals from the Heartland.
The event's going to be March 1st. We're going to start setting up around 7:20 and then we'll have an assembly around 8 o'clock to get the students involved and teach them how to do everything. Then throughout the day the different grade levels will come in and fill bags.
Michaela and Caleb tell us why they need the help of the Knoxville community to be able to work with Meals from the Heartland.
Well, so in order to do the event, we're going to need sponsors. We plan to package 50,000 meals, but that's going to cost us $10,000. We got a grant to cover the first 5,000, but we're needing sponsors and donors to help us cover the last 5,000. We're also needing people to help set up and help package the meals.
I think that Knoxville has it in them because you could go with Coaches versus Cancer every year. We're one of the biggest in the country at raising for cancer funds, so I think that this is one thing that $5,000 wouldn't be that much for us considering what we've been able to raise with Coaches versus Cancer and other events.
They tell us how all the other students feel about working with Meals from the Heartland.
I think a lot of kids are looking forward to doing it. It's a really fun experience, and we love to help the community out. From what I've heard, a lot of students are excited about this.
Most FFA members that have gone to state convention with us, they all participate unless you have a CDE that you are doing and you're not able to attend, like Michaela two years ago.
Michaela and Caleb tell us how people can help donate and sponsor the Meals from the Heartland event.
Well, our officer team is going to go around to some of the bigger businesses in town and ask them about sponsors and donors. And then if you would like to make a donation or help us sponsor this event, you can either contact the school or get a hold of Ms. Johnston. The sponsors will be recognized at our assembly around 8 a.m. on March 1st.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Michaela McGill and Caleb Hall for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.